My name is Al Rodriguez, and I'm the interim director of the Hispanic Church Studies. I am a graduate of the Seminary of the Southwest MDiv program, class of 1996. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. 9 days before Christmas is just about the time that even the most ardent and disciplined observer of the Advent season is tempted to peek ahead to the stable, the manger, and the cuddly newborn baby. But even in the third week of Advent, we're still compelled to be alert and to maintain watchfulness and adhere to a call to repentance in anticipation of the coming of the Lord. Matthew writes, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Uncertainty as to this coming also characterizes the atmosphere of Advent. Bummer. If only Matthew could be hinting of the Messiah who is to make an appearance on December 24th, some of us would be satisfied. But no, Matthew's not writing about the coming of the Messiah, but of the cosmic apocalyptic notions of the second coming. This Advent season, we have to conclude, seems to be serious business. It does take discipline to keep on message that our attention should be on always being prepared to receive the Lord's day, whenever that might be. Perhaps our Advent discipline is to come to terms with the spirit of Advent, as contradictory as that might sound. It could be that Advent is really about letting God worry about the end times and we concentrate on the little things like loving one's neighbor, respecting the dignity of every human being, and so on. In effect, Advent is a time to take out our baptismal covenant and take stock as to how we're doing in that department. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Spirit of Advent, so that we can concentrate on doing the little things like respecting the dignity of every human being, and let God worry about the end times. Amen.